The title of the DOGE subcommittee hearing was Public Funds, Private Agendas, NGOs Gone Wild. NGOs are non-governmental organizations, also known as nonprofits or charitable organizations. To some, they're civil society groups that offer vital services to children, seniors, the hungry, and the homeless. To others, they're taxpayer-funded slush funds advancing radical agendas. Both views were on display at Wednesday's hearing. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is chair of the subcommittee.
We will expose the corrupt ties that bind left-wing NGOs, Democrat elected officials, Democrat political appointees, and the deep state bureaucrats who write grants and contracts. Corrupt backdoor deal-making has exploited the taxpayer purse to achieve policy ends opposed by the very Americans forced to fund them.
Green, like others on the subcommittee, said the issue should not be partisan. But of course, it was very partisan. Melanie Stansbury of New Mexico was the ranking Democrat on the committee. She noted that Elon Musk, the man behind DOGE, has never appeared before the DOGE subcommittee.
Here we are. I feel like we should play a breakup song in the midst of the breakup of the GOP with Elon Musk and DOGE, and yet still the zombie lurches on.
She criticized the Republicans' choice of witnesses for the hearing.
All of which are participants in organizations that were involved in Project 2025 that are funded through the same dark money networks and organizations of the Koch brothers and Leonard Leo and the Searles and the Mercers who fund all this stuff, Project 2025, the stuff that's happening in front of the Supreme Court, rolling back our rights, that helped to get, you know, over 70 Project 2025 authors placed in the administration acting in high-level roles right now that are bringing cases in front of the Supreme Court, undermining our democracy, and which are attacking organizations who are working on civil society programs.
The Republican majority called three witnesses. Scott Walter is president of the Capital Research Center.
Far too many NGOs are really BGOs, basically government organizations, for two reasons. First, they get most of their money from government, not citizens. Second, they serve the big government political agenda that fights to centralize power in Washington for the benefit of the left's preferred political party.
Green's hearing was mostly focused on two issues, immigration and green energy. Witness Daniel Turner of the group Power of the Future blasted funding that went to nonprofits to address climate change. Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, was introduced as an expert on immigration and border security. He says NGOs, along with the United Nations, are helping undocumented immigrants to breach the U.S. border.
NGOs and UN agencies were paid by U.S. taxpayers to facilitate the illegal movement of migrants through South and Central America and Mexico.
The minority Democrats on the committee had one witness, Diane Yentl, head of the National Council of Nonprofits. She says nonprofits are being mischaracterized and vilified.
The administration's targeting of organizations and institutions with which it disagrees is a fundamentally un-American action and something that should concern us all. These actions aren't about government efficiency or about reform. They are attempted censorship disguised as accountability. This is weaponization of the federal government to chill dissent, and it is wrong, whatever party is in control.
Democrat Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts spoke in support of nonprofits and against attacks on them. She mentioned one example in her district, the administration's attacks on Harvard University. She says the real issue is not governance, but rather the many forms of assault on nonprofits.
This is about Trump and Republicans punishing people who disagree with them. It is about attacking nonprofits of all sizes that serve the vulnerable and marginalized and stand in the gap for our communities. It's about trying to intimidate every charity and nonprofit in this country and spark a fear that if you speak up, if you do something the Republicans don't like, you could be next.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.